Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour to experience the instant relief of connecting with your intuition. Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Time in the morning. So I am bringing visionaries, speakers, authors, amazing energy movers that I have met in my travels, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen around the globe. I just returned with Morgan, my business development manager from California, from the Lightning in the Bottle Festival, which was an amazing, amazing event. And big hats off to Dream Rockwell and the rest of the Dough Lab for putting on such an amazing event. We had so much fun there. And my guest today is a very, very, very special man. His name is Herman Mueller. He is the founder and the director of the Australasian Institute of Body-Mind Analysis and Psychosomatic Therapy. He is internationally known as a seminar leader, a trainer, a human resource consultant, a master practitioner of NLP, hypnotherapy, personality profiling, body language and face reading expert, as well as the author of Face-to-Face and the Secrets of Body Language. Herman has dedicated himself to provide essential tools to enhance the quality of life in our society today. I met Herman 4 years ago when I attended an event called Magnetize Your Audience in Vancouver, Canada, put on by Leaders to Luminary. And he was giving a presentation. While he was presenting, I was totally, completely fascinated by his ability to intuitively read the human body. I knew right then and there that I would absolutely, definitely make it a major priority in my life to study with Herman. And I have gone on to obtain my teacher certificate in the psychosomatic therapy. And it's a real honor today. I understand that Herman is in Bragg Creek along with Carol Friesen, and they are starting off this year's teacher certification program right now, and we are like anchoring that program. And so that is a complete honor, and I just want to say hello to all of you, and you're going to enjoy that program so much. If I could be there, I would. So I would like to introduce Herman Mueller, and share a big warm welcome to you, Herman.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
I'm really well. I didn't mention my daughter Mackenzie got married in Canmore on the 14th, and she was hitched without a hitch. So it's been a really special week for me, and I'm just honored to have you. I have so much admiration for you and for your brilliance. How are you doing, Herman?
Excellent, and congratulations to you first and your lovely daughter. And good things come one after another. As soon as you have one good thing, they all follow and draw other good things together. And we're very honored to have you here tonight. I mean, this morning, and a lovely start up to our seminar and training program.
Okay, well, Herman, there's so much information that you have to share. So I want to move forward in the interview so that we can really gain as much knowledge from you as we can. I was just wondering, I was wondering, like my dad used to say, shift or get off the pot. He was an entrepreneur. He said something like that. And I know you are such a dynamic force. I just was wondering, when was it that you realized how important the body, mind, and emotional connection was? How did that come about for you?
Well, I've worked in many different fields and different parts of the world. But when I was working in the health department with intellectual handicap services, I could see what a phenomenal difference creating the right atmosphere for those who needed help and were taken out of psychiatric nursing after being there 16 years, that in the short time I was there for 7.5 years, I saw the phenomenal change that could take place for people and lovely children of ours who had been there for 16 years, changed so quickly in the 7 years that the rehabilitation program was started immediately. And they are now being not in any more psychiatric nursing hospitals, but in normal homes all over the community. And their lives have changed so much. So the bottom line was really, if we could create a good atmosphere, whether we are at home or whether we are at work, we can change our own relationships with people, but that can only happen if the relationship within ourselves changes. Because what's inside is really what we use when we connect with people on the outside. We cannot connect with people any other way, because all of us participate automatically inside, and that's the whole communication within ourselves is what we express and how we feel. So that's what the process of this psychosomatic work is. Psychosomatic means what's inside you, your psyche or your soul can only speak through this vehicle, which is your body.
So that all of us then can assist ourselves just by on our journey for our divine destiny. Explain that to me.
Well, the divine destiny is already planned for your soul, because that's your soul purpose. That's your time of service. That is, let us say, divinely ordained by the time, place, and position in this whole cosmic arrangement of our planet and planetary systems around us, and we are another star in this whole system. So as a soul is born, so like a star is born and a photon of light has landed on this planet Earth and starts to develop and express the divine purpose of our being here.
And when we're connected to our purpose, what happens?
Well, we need a vehicle to connect with the purpose. The purpose is already out there, and the consciousness is in the morphogenic field of creation itself. But the vehicle that has to do the connection is made of an earth body, and that earth body has to develop a sensitivity in its complex communication systems, which are all really organized by sacred geometry of numbers and calculations, just like you see in your own DNA. Atoms of different elements of this earth are put together so it can create a vehicle for the communication of the divine purpose of our soul.
Well, since studying with you, I have it just makes life so much more interesting, because you manage to see like you are able to look at people differently, and you notice when people are kind of in alignment in their body and when they're not. And it's a wonderful gift, because the communication between people is so much stronger. And so what has been your experience? I know you worked with children that were raised during wartime. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we get impressions that are sometimes organize our life if we hang on to those impressions and reactions as we are growing up. And those are very primordial in nature, because they protect ourselves and keep us safe. But that is a very limiting factor, because as we grow and change, life changes, and all those impressions and learnings that we have learned become redundant and need to be updated in our own software, our own body mind, so that we can communicate the true potentials that we really waiting inside us for get a better expression.
And it's such a beautiful art to read people's bodies and their faces. And it has been such an incredible experience for me when I do face readings and, you know, you connect with people in this way. It's like touching each other in such a deep way to be able to understand each other better and to be able to pull, let go of things that are slowing us down in our journey towards our that destiny, our potential that we all have. We have so much potential as human beings. And it just was an incredible experience over the last 4 years, studying with you. And I really, really appreciate your wealth of knowledge and everything that you have shown me. And I look at life totally differently because of it. And I just want to thank you for that. I have, to have that understanding of other people and be able to read better so that you have an ability to communicate on a much more loving level. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we are going to go to break. And when we return, we're going to hear more from Herman about this fascinating subject of, psychosomatic body reading, face reading, and the morphogenic field. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com. or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Ruz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and it is my great pleasure to share with you the infinite wisdom from my guest today, Herman Mueller. But before we continue, I just want to be sure that our listeners can connect with you, Herman. Can you please share your contact information with us?
My website is aibmapt.com.au.
And so people can connect with that, or and what is your email address?
My email address is admin@aibmapt.com.au, aibmapt.com.au.
Awesome. So now what I want to ask you is, what is the role of emotional reactions in relation to our health? How does it affect us?
How does our emotions affect us? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, in relation, our reactions to our emotions in relation to our health.
Well, we are the biggest biochemical laboratory that ever exists on Earth. Every emotion has to have a chemical change which affects the trillions of cells that are constantly changing in our body. And if you people have any idea what quantum physics can really tell us now about our body, we are amazed that we are really a walking miracle on Earth that is so delicate that there's not your human brain that organizes the software. It's the software's reaction that's recorded in the analytical side of the human brain, and therefore we often use old redundant methods and habits to try and communicate with people who have never had any relationship with those redundant methods that we've had, and therefore there's a mismatch and creates an emotional reaction. The reactions are really chemical reactions within our body that affect the DNA, that affect the cells and the structures and the systems within our body, and creates a chain reaction almost like an atomic fallout in the explosions or the feelings and nice sensitivity that we often would love to express and maintain in a sense of balance, gentleness and compassion.
So what is the significance then of the psychosomatic process that exposes that divine creation of life?
Well, the most obvious one is the shape that you're in. So when we look at the body, it's already designed in a way that body has really shaped itself and figured out how it would handle the different actions and reactions that are personified in the physical shape and the structure of the body. Because everything is geometry. Geometry is a measure of cells and chemicals that are set together to perform, just like we use certain chemicals to perform and shape our vehicle, our car, our house. We also group those same chemicals in a different way within our own bodies, but we have within us something a bit different from a home or a house or a car. We have a soul and a spirit inside, which we call the psyche. And the soma is the body, and that's the psyche-somatic relationship can show in how the shape our body is shaped, our blueprint is made and structured in sacred geometry in the structure of our body and how we flesh it out with our experiences.
And it's so amazing when you study this and you realize how the bone structure, like that's kind of like the foundation, and especially like when you look at someone's face. Will you tell us just a little bit about that?
Well, studying someone's face is just like studying a building or a tree or a flower or anything else. We look at something and we automatically react the shape, the lines, the forms, the gentleness, the angles, and they're all going to tell us something. So when we look at a face, the whole human body is represented in the face because it's the fruit of the tree of life. And when we look at the face, we look at it and see how the left and the right side, how much balance it is. What does left and right side mean? The mental, which is the right side of the face, and the emotional, which is the left side of the face, which swaps over automatically in the brain. So it tells us how the left and right side, or the male and female interactive energy within ourselves is functioning, how the creative mind and how the analytical mind is structured and grows right from the time you're a little baby or in the womb or a fetus forming in the womb till the time you come out and start to reshape that structure according to your blueprint and your reactions to the world. So sometimes our face, our vehicle gets knocked around a bit. So there's quite a difference sometimes in your left and right side of the face. And we look at it in every aspect of the face. So if you want me to go into further details, we can, or we can do that later. But basically, as soon as we have a look at the face, we look at the balance.
So when people are taking medication or specific diets, how does that play into that? How does that affect the health and the longevity? And how can we see that in the face?
Well, you see that in the structure, the quality of the tissue, because the issues that we're having emotionally show in the tissue. The structure is shown in how we have grown up over time and how we have handled the consecutive issues as we've been growing up. And they all show up as they're etched in bone, which supports the structure, and then the flesh, which is changing at trillions of bits per second in all the actions, reactions of the muscles and the tissues and the different sensory parts of your body, sum up together and show a potential of your characteristics and some of the suppression of your potential characteristics, which have, through your life experiences, contracted or continue to flourish.
And one thing that I have noticed for myself since studying with you is my ability to understand people on a deeper level. And, this is a wonderful, wonderful way to communicate. And, it gives you an understanding of specific body types have a tendency to gravitate towards certain, positions at work, et cetera. Can you just tell us a little bit about that, how you use this and how people can use this information to have better communication?
Well, there's a big step between where I started to where we are now, because by looking and understanding the body first, we start to understand what's happening. But the only way we understand that is in this work that we do, we introduce you to yourself. We're not introducing you to someone else or explaining you through someone else. The only way we can understand any other body is if we understand our own self first. We cannot interpret what our body is saying if we don't understand our own body. We are the receptor and experiencer of whatever is happening outside. So if we want to understand what's happening outside, we have to understand the internal reactions within ourselves. And it's through understanding and listening and a self-awareness that we automatically start to become aware of the other person. But we have to have the inner sensitivity and communication with the spirit of creation which exists within ourselves to perceive and understand what's happening outside of us. It happens in anything, whether it's your TV set or radio. If that is not functioning properly, the reception and the expression of what is broadcasting is affected in exactly the same way.
Oh, that's such a beautiful explanation. and of how, you know, I always tell people, you know, it's all about you, and that's the good news. And then the bad news is it's all about you, because each and every one of us, once we start to understand ourselves better and we reflect that out to other people, then our communication, as you said, like if, we project that out to others, and then they project back to us. And it's I just really highly recommend for anyone who has a chance to study with Herman or with Carol to really, you know, give that gift to yourself, because it's a beautiful gift when you are in a place where you begin to understand yourself on a much deeper level, and then you're able to share yourself, or not so much share yourself, but share your communication with others in a much stronger way, and empower yourself and empower everyone around you because of it. It's a huge gift, and it's a beautiful way to communicate with others, is to start with the communication from within, and then project that out in as strong possible way as you can, so that we all have a better understanding on this planet, and, you know, less suffer and struggle, more fun. That's where it's at. I'm Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, Herman will share with us information about the morphogenic field. I am really, really fascinated and want to hear more about this, Herman. So stay tuned, everyone, and we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have Herman Mueller here to explain what the morphogenic field is and also how important it is, the words that we use. Hi, Herman. Can you give us a lowdown on that, please?
Okay. Nice to be back. The morphogenic field is creation itself. And creation means everything on Earth, but not only our Earth, which is a planet, but the whole solar system, which is also part of a plan of a universe, which is also part of a plan of universes. So within us, we are also have the planet. We are planted on this planet so that we can follow the plan of creation, just like every other plant that is also planted, every animal and every little organism is also all part of the morphogenic field. So one would wonder, how does a mosquito suddenly develop and not develop into a frog when they both lay their eggs in the same water? And the birds don't, and all are all living in the same environment, why are they all different? So each organism, animal, plant, creation, or human has a specific code within themselves, which is the DNA or the chemical combination, and how they combine and create are so specifically designed for that particular organism of creation. And the energy of creation, therefore, exists every single particle possible space around this planet Earth, as it does in the planet and the solar system, and so on. So we call this the microcosm of the cosmos, of the macrocosm of the bigger cosmos. So we have these words in our language to describe that we are also have a plan. It's when we have this plan and we often create our own perceptions of the plan that we start to break down the destiny and the shape and the purpose of what we are here for, to understand and perform per our form. So listening to the words in the language that we use, if we become more conscious of the language that we're using, and this applies in any country, in any language, because the language that we choose to use and the words we choose to use comes from a chemical combination which we describe as a feeling or an expression of what we want to get out there, to get on in whatever interaction we need to have with others. So where does a word come from? If I step on your toe and you go, ouch, how did the toe speak? You made a sound, and your pitch, tone, speed, and biological reaction and physiological reaction happens instantly. It's all intercommunication within ourselves. So in this body, if we have such a phenomenal opportunity to use the trillions and trillions of actions and reactions that are happening inside us, and we are part of the plan of creation, imagine how everything else on Earth is also working and growing and reacting through the morphogenic field of consciousness of the creation, of what's happening around them. And only their consciousness of awareness of that is shows how they act and react with each other. That's a long sentence.
So every single word that we use is explain that to us. What that for the people listening in, how if we use words that don't express ourselves in the way we want to express, what happens?
So you say, I'm feeling so terrible today. Imagine what the word terror can do to your body, and the pitch and the body reaction inside to express that word. What a beautiful day. And the tone and vibration frequency of everything we describe and feel depends on how we are talking and what we are going to do and how fast we talk about it. So all those things are going to change and have reactions biologically, physiologically, vibrationally, and automatically affect others the same. But the person who's actually performing will affect their form more than the person who's listening. So we have to be very aware and careful and sensitive about how we use this vehicle, because we are the ones that you're going to be using the vehicles, our vehicle, that's going to face the consequences more than the person who it is directed at, because they may be listening, they may be sensitive or insensitive, or mind may be somewhere else. But when the person who themselves is performing, you become more responsible, because the creator of the reaction is going to experience it much better than the receiver. Just like if a bomb explodes, the bomb is so shattered in bits, the others were only affected by some of the shattering, but the bomb is really destroyed, self-destructive. So every time we speak with gentleness, with calmness, with speed, with tone and pitch, and whatever we do, we will affect our vibrational frequencies more than the person listening.
That is such a cool explanation. What I wanted to ask you is, can anyone at any time change their morphogenic field?
No, it is happening constantly beyond our possible comprehension, because it exists at every level for everything, but each one for their own individual action and reaction, and then our interaction with the action and reaction. So how much further can we take this? Just throw your hands up in the air and learn to behave by listening to your own body and keeping that under your direction rather than be directed by someone else.
And that's great advice.
Very young. We act and react very quickly, and we get impressions on how we should be. And it's the invalidation, really, that creates the validity of our behavior. And if it is constantly questioned, we become an invalid.
Ah.
Ah. Doesn't that ring a bell?
I love listening to your voice and how you use words. It's an art. I just wanted to also ask you about the subatomic and the atomic equations and the numbers. Like, how does that determine our destiny?
Can we take it slowly, one step at a time?
Because sure.
Jump from one to the other too fast, the listeners may not follow the trend of that. So when we are using words and language, we have to also be constantly aware of what the word is actually derived from. And when we use a word without realizing what that word is experienced in many different emotions and reactions, just the same way as we say, I know that. And when you say, I know that, you're saying, I only hear N-O. And I've heard the word N-O so many times when I'm growing up, that frightens the daylights out of me. But you say, I know that, my body still has a memory of that reaction. So we have to watch words and languages very carefully. And therefore, then we have the actions and reactions that we are having here.
And so with our words, we can change or express ourselves in a way with each and every word can have great effect and great change.
But how can we monitor that? We have to be more aware of ourselves. And that's why in this work, first thing we learn is how to manage our vehicle, how to understand the separate parts of how this vehicle performs, and then be in charge of the vehicle, not the vehicle running us, but we run the vehicle from our own understanding. So the basis of psychosomatic work is to you to find out more about yourself. In this society, we are so busy finding out things about outside of us, we don't listen to our own vehicle. It's like road rage on the car on the road there. We're looking at everyone else, talking about how they're driving and don't watch our own driving, and then we end up running into a post.
That's an awesome explanation, Herman. Before we go to break again, I just wanted to clarify that the official site for psychosomatic is Herman's site is www.aibmapt.com.au. And our listeners today are Carol Friesen, and who works with Herman, is and he are generously offering a gift. If you go to www.corepotentials.com/radio, you can click that gift, and it's amazing videos of Carol in action. So. This is Colette on The Truth is Funny, and when we return, we're going to connect on the Higher Self Network for the shift of the week.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Before we get to the shift of the week, I just wanted to thank Herman Mueller for coming on the show. And I just wanted to, any last words of wisdom you have for us, Herman, before you go off to teach the teacher certificate?
Well, the best thing we can say is to love yourself. When you love yourself and love your body, that's when we really learn to care for ourselves. We have to put a value on every part of ourselves, both in how we feel within ourselves, because that is what we are really here for, to be more sensitive and understanding, especially for our relationships with each other, and prepare ourselves to be able to be more sensitive to our children, who are the future of our planet. So learning to love ourselves is what we become, because we be and come with what we have inside ourselves. We cannot express something we do not have. So the more we care for our own selves, more I care for me, the better I can express who I am, and the better other people will feel at home. So we have to be at home with ourselves, and that'll be who we are.
Beautifully, beautifully said. Thank you so much for being on The Truth is Funny. It was an honor to have you on the show. And give everybody there at the Teacher Certificate a big hug, starting with Carol.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's funny to hear the truth.
Love you lots.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Blessings to all the listeners.
Thank you, Herman. So we're going to, I wanted to talk about the shift of the week. You know, what I'm picking up energetically right now around the world, basically. There's a lot of change happening. There's a lot of people moving. There's a lot of people changing. And change always happens. Change happens every second of every minute of every day. But in our society today, we're moving very, very quickly here. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people that are like, whoa, things are just moving so very fast, and a little bit of confusion around that. So we always want to, as Herman said, we want to be strong. This is our vehicle on this earth. We want to make sure that our physical potential is strong, and that that physical potential that we are using it, and that our physical environment is always supporting us. So we want to be really strong to our home and our school and our business, and then be strong also into our body and our mind and our spirit, so that our physical environment on this earth, in this third dimensional plane, is supporting us in our in all aspects. As Herman said, we are all connected at the cellular level, at the microcosmic and the macrocosmic, and then the intrinsic body. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that we can move forward with consistent steps of action connected to our intuition, so that we don't fall into those old reactions. So just taking all the reactions, instead of moving into the reaction right away, being able to allow our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions to separate and integrate quickly enough that we can tap into our intuition. Psychic energy comes from outside of us. People will say that someone is psychic, but in actual fact, people are, it's your intuition that is your greatest source of information for you. You can get any answer and be your own expert by coming from within yourself. As Herman was saying, when we look after ourselves and when we are in touch with that, with our intuition, and we connect our perception to that intuition, and we feel instead of think, and go running around in circles in that way. So we just want to strengthen everybody to that our feelings, our emotions, that our thoughts can separate and integrate quickly, that we would go straight to our intuition, our perception would be attached to that. So if things feel the same or they don't feel the same, if there's change, if there's no change, different, not different, perception, no perception, we just want to be really strong to that. And then also being able to get that answer, not with any judgment or criticism, good or bad, positive or negative. This is more about finding from within yourself the answer that is most applicable in your situation, and then taking consistent steps of action to strengthen yourself and strengthen your field around you, your physical environment, so that you're you're supporting yourself and you're supporting others. So we just strengthen that by going to the midline and running that energy so that the hard drive of that computer is functioning at a very high level. And so we don't want, we want to release any stagnation, all of those built up energies from the past and from the present and the future, and just strengthen that our immediate future is going to support our far future goals as well as our intermediate future goals. So if you want to be able to connect with me, you can connect with me on at www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can also connect with me at www.crystallinevision.com. I'm on all the social media. Facebook is a great way to connect through my Crystalline Vision page. All of my information on The Truth is Funny is on the contact page, and you can receive a free gift when you sign up for my newsletter. And I also wanted to mention that I have a program coming up called Bloom Into Infinite Potential. And that is a teleconference series that will be going for 9 weeks starting on July 24th. And we have a special gift for our listeners, a discount to receive $100 discount. So if you go to thetruthisfunny.com, the coupon code that you use for that is BLOOM100. That's BLOOM100, and you would receive a $100 discount. This program will be starting on July 24th, and I will be staying in connection with the group, pulling the group synergy together, setting goals to move into our potential and take consistent steps of action to getting where we want to be and what we want to do. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've had a lot of requests for people to stay connected in this way. And I also, tomorrow, I am really looking forward to my interview with Sue Fellows on Our Inner Awakening series, The Summer of You. And that will be at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So I want to thank once again my fabulous, fabulous guest, Herman Mueller, for taking time out of his very, very busy schedule to be here with us. What a blessing he is. And next week, we will be opening the phone lines with certified UN Method practitioner, mastery practitioner, Karen Batten. And we will be clearing some more serious energy. Less suffering, struggle, more fun for the planet. Bye for now, and till we meet again next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought,
because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.